You are listening to the Riverfront Church Podcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideas, and more.
Hey, Riverfront Church. I am Pastor Chelsea, and I'm joined by Pastor Emma, and we want to welcome you to the 505 Podcast. It's been a minute since we've done one of these episodes, but Pastor Ems, why are we here? What are we talking about today?
Sure. So today we are so excited about our new Think and Drink series. If you are listening to it, this podcast as it's debuting, it has not happened yet, so it's not too late to join in. If you're listening to it later, well, tune in to other episodes and we'll talk more about it. But we are talking about baptism, and we are so excited about this conversation. It came about because we were talking one day and realized that Pastor Chelsea and I have experienced baptism in so many different ways, and we know that y'all do too. So Pastor Chelsea, can you tell us a little bit about what we will be experiencing at Think and Drink?
Yeah, so one of my favorite things about Riverfront Church is that we sometimes take these concepts that in some churches are just a given, right? In some churches, it's just assumed that we are all on the same page when it comes to big theological things or big church rituals, that we know what we all mean when we say that something is a sacrament. And one of my favorite things about Riverfront is that we sometimes wrestle with topics that for other churches are a given. So for me, I think in that wrestling, so we're going to talk about baptism for the next couple of weeks, really through this second half of August and through all of September. We're going to take a look at where baptism originated from. We're going to take a look at some scripture about why we baptize. We're going to take a look at some different traditions of baptism. Emma and I realized, like she named, that even our liturgy, even the things that we pray about baptism, even the things that we ask people to proclaim about baptism are really different between the Presbyterian and the Methodist traditions. And so we're going to take a look at our traditions. We're going to take a look at a couple of other traditions, and hope that you just bring some of your experiences of baptism and some of your questions about baptism to this study.
So Pastor Chelsea, I'm wondering in, you know, real quick, a 3-sentence fun fact about baptism that you might know or something you've been interested in, just as a little teaser for what they might be experiencing.
Yeah, so fun fact, and I am gonna forget where, in which country this is in, but in some country that is cold most of the year, they do baptism by immersion, and they do baptism out in creation. And so in order to do those two things, it is one person's job to prepare the site of baptism, to hack out a thick layer of ice in order that one might jump into the water. And so even when it is frozen solid, well, not quite solid, but quite frozen, there are some that will jump on in, and we will watch some of those videos of folks diving into the water and diving right back out because it is cold. But yeah, we're going to take a look at some of the history, some different cultural traditions of baptism. And we hope that you come. Emma, can you just give folks an idea of where we will be and what they can expect when they show up at their location?
Sure. So we are meeting for Think and Drink at Deco Food Hall in Wilmington, Delaware. It's at 10th and Orange right there on the intersection. You can't miss it. And so what Deco is a place where there are many different types of food. We usually share some type of pizza or waffles or whatever the group is feeling that night. So it is a space to gather in the midst of community. If you are planning on joining us and need a place to park because parking, obviously. You can park at Grace United Methodist Church, and we would love to have you join us and bring a friend. The food is good and the conversation is even better.
Yeah, so we typically start off with dinner together, like Emma said, at about 5:30. And then we jump into study anywhere between like 5:45 and 6. And so hope that you will join us at DECO. We look forward to, again, these next couple of weeks of jumping into the waters of baptism, talking about our traditions, and looking at some scripture. Friends, as always, it's a gift to be with you. We hope to see you 5:30 at DECO. Want to just name that parking on the street is free after 6. So if you are a little late to think and drink, you don't even have to walk the extra blocks from Grace. You can just park right there on the street outside of DECO. It's free after 6. As always, it's good to be with you, and we will see you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Riverfront Church Podcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook. Just search for Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.